every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
7:41, an amendment to the South African Income Tax Act, which will have hard-hitting consequences for South Africans working outside the country, will come into effect March 2020, and South Africans earning an income abroad should be considering their options, and that's according to Corinne van der Merwe, who's the Managing Director of Sovereign Trust. Corinne, thank you so much for your time. We've been talking a lot about this expat tax that's coming to South Africa, and for those who may have missed it, perhaps you can give us a little bit of a background as to where we've been when it comes to expat tax up until now.
Good morning, listeners, and thank you for the opportunity. Well, up until now, South Africans who have worked abroad were not liable for tax should they have spent 183 days outside of the country, of which 60 days must have been consecutive. Anyone spending less amount of time outside of South Africa were indeed liable for tax. So this change that's coming into effect on March 2020 is really affecting those South Africans who have had their income treated as exempt from a tax perspective because they have spent 183 days outside of the country.
Right. There are countries that could be considered as quite expensive, the UK being one of them, Dubai and a few others. Some might be questioning, how do you maintain your standard of living at an appropriate level and then still be pay tax back home?
Yes, no, you're definitely right. And we've done a bit of research on this. And for example, the average expat salary in Dubai during 2018 was 2 million. If you consider the expenses and to live in Dubai, it will make it very, very difficult for someone who would become liable for tax in South Africa to really maintain that type of lifestyle. And it will cost you approximately 450,000 rand in tax while you live in Dubai to pay tax in South Africa, which is quite a big chunk out of your salary. So we do think that there will be South Africans who will financially immigrate to just lessen the blow as a result of that, or alternatively, that will probably end up setting offshore professional services companies and international pensions to also try and lessen the blow as a result.
Are there options for people to consider?
Yes, I think we might have a handful of South Africans who will return to South Africa just because the cost of living outside of South Africa would be too expensive. I don't expect to see too many of those. There are not that many jobs available in South Africa. But I think we will probably see financial immigration happening more and more. We've received quite a few inquiries at Sovereign Trust already. And that is basically the formal process of cutting ties with South Africa. You become non-resident for exchange control purposes and non-tax resident for income tax purposes. I think it is quite a dramatic move. You don't have to give up your passport, but it is still quite a dramatic move. And then something that's less dramatic will be to incorporate offshore professional services companies. It's just been important that clients, when they invoice through these professional services companies, that they make sure that the place of effective management and control is outside of South Africa and that the shareholding is structured in such a way that this type of company is not seen as a controlled foreign company. And I think those are really the two options. Some people will opt for the option not to do anything at all. I think that's the worst decision that you can make. SARS will definitely find out about your offshore affairs, about salaries that you receive in terms of common reporting standards. There is now exchange of information automatically. In the past, it used to be on demand, but information is shared once a year with countries around the world that have signed up for common reporting standards.
Corinne, thank you so much for your time this morning. That's Corinne van der Merwe, who is the Managing Director at Sovereign Trust.